It didn't take but once or twice. Now, of course, as my son got bigger, he told me this, "Dad, you were too soft on me as I was being raised up. If I ever have children, I ain't going to be near soft on them as you were on me." Yeah. Now then that he's got three, he's not, especially since two of them are girls. I've seen, especially that little Madison, she'd do something and, I mean, she should have had a busting for what she'd done. And when Tim walks in and sees her doing that, she says, "But Daddy, I'm so sorry, I will never do it again." Okay. So he takes her, but his orbit loves her. I thought, oh, she's got him wrapped right around her. Girls know how to do that, don't they? Especially the daddies and granddaddies. But you know, you can't do that to God. God is, he is no respecter of persons. You know, it's just amazing. But how much power and authority does those two scriptures say I have over the devil? And that he has to obey me? Okay, now, do you believe that? I did. And so that fourth morning when I'm going to work, when my headache's still just busting open, 4 days I've had this now, this fluid just pouring out of my head. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know how these demons do this, but I have a box of Kleenex and I'm just constantly blowing my nose, throwing them in the floorboard of my pickup. It's just amazing. But that morning on the way to work, I just turned out on 35 headed toward DFW Airport when I said, "Devil, the Word of God says that I can cast you out, and I believe that. The Word of God says you have to be subject to me in Luke 10, 19, and 20. And I quoted Luke 10, 19, and 20. I said, "Now on behalf of Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, you devil of hell, I have power over you, and you're coming out of me, and you're going to not harm me no more. I have had it, and I am not going to stand for this no longer. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, go!" And I reached over and hit the dash of my pickup and said, "You're out of here in Jesus' name." And whew, and my head was as clear. There was not a headache pain. There was nothing. I was completely delivered at that second. I sat back in my seat of my pickup and I said, "Wow, Lord, this is awesome." I mean, 1 second I got a splitting migraine headache and fluid running out of my nose, and the next second I got an open, wide, clear head with no headache pain. What left? A devil. A demon. He left. That's what my problem was. And when I sat back and said, "Lord, this is awesome," I saw a big marquee flying through the air. Matthew 11:12. I said, "Lord, I have read that verse 100 times, but I've never understood that verse till right now." Look at what Matthew 11:12 says. "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven," where is the kingdom of heaven? It's in us. "The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force." Are we fighting a war? We are. We're fighting a war. You can't be that little sweet, loving, kind Christian that don't know how to get violent with the enemy. The enemy is the devil. And remember, the scripture tells us the enemy comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like none of them, do you? So if the enemy comes to your house to steal, kill, and to destroy, if he come to make you sick and afflict you, and some of you here are sick and afflicted, if you're sick and afflicted, what is the first thing you need to do? You need to repent. Then you need to learn the Word. You need to learn how to stand on the Word of God. Now then, I'm trying to think which one of these places I want to go next from here right quick. I don't have time before the break to go. Let's just go to Matthew 8:13 and 17, and we'll quit on those till at the break, until we get back from the break. Matthew 8:13 in the King James. Matthew 8:13, look at this. This is a story about the centurion soldier that comes, got a cerebral palsy worker, and he asked Jesus to come to his house and or to pray for him, and Jesus said he would go to the house, and then the man says, "I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. If you just say the word, I know my servant will be healed." And look what Jesus said. And Jesus, in verse 13, "Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self-same hour." There's a couple of words in there so important. As you have believed. As you have believed, so shall it be unto you. Last month at the healing school, we had a lady who wanted to come up after the break and give her testimony. I said, okay. She said, I want to tell it to you before. I said, okay, no problem, but you can say whatever you want to say. She said, 3 years ago, I was sick with 25 different diseases. I was on 20 different medications. And I was scheduled for surgery the next day. And somebody gave me a copy of Caitlin's Miracle. She said, I listened to those CDs. And after I listened to those, I thought, you know, I have been an obedient Christian that's gone to church and served God all my life, but somewhere along the line, I missed all these powerful promises. She said, God doesn't love that man, talking about me, any more than he does me. So she said, I'm going to receive what he taught on that, and I'm going to believe with my heart, and I'm going to confess with my mouth that I'm completely delivered, I'm completely healed, and that I don't need surgery or nothing. So she picked up the phone and called the doctor and said, Doctor, cancel my surgery tomorrow. I will not be coming in. He said, but you got to. She said, no. Jesus has just healed me. She hadn't been prayed for or nothing. She took the 20 medications and threw them away. And she said that by his stripes, I am now completely, totally healed. He said, I believe that in my heart. For I am saying that with my mouth. I am not sick. I have no more need of medication. I have no need for surgery because of what Jesus did for me on the cross. I believe in my heart. I am healed and delivered, and it's done. And I said, how long ago was that? She said, 3 years ago. 3 years ago. She said, I've not had a sick day in 3 years. Isn't that amazing? As you have believed, so shall it be. You know what we do? We go by our symptoms. We get a pain or something. We believe that we're sick. We believe that we are hurting. And we may be. But you can't go by what you feel. The enemy will attack your body and do things to your body. But you can't believe what he does. You've got to believe what Jesus said. Not what the enemy says. You got to believe what Jesus said. As you have believed. That's just like the first time I stepped into the cockpit of a little tiny airplane. A guy said, do you believe you can fly this thing? I said, sure. I don't know how to do it yet, but I know I'll learn how. Well, he takes me up in this little bitty tiny two-seater airplane, and we go a little Cessna 150, I think it was, and we were out there flying around, and he makes it look so easy. And I said, I can do this. He said, okay, after you see me do it, he said, just grab a hold to the wheel and keep it straight and level for a little while. So I put the death grip on that wheel, and when I did, I pulled it a little bit, and the airplane goes up a little bit. Now, that ain't going to work, and I push it over a little, and it goes, and first thing you know, we're doing like this. I thought, this ain't as easy as it looks. I had no experience. Today, whenever I sat down in the cockpit of a DC-8 years ago, and the instructor says, do you think you could teach this airplane? I said, absolutely. And I have taught every system on a Lockheed Electra and a DC-8. It makes no matter what avionics package, all the systems, engines, pressurization, electrical, is not one single system on a DC-8 I haven't taught, and I can fly one of those things anywhere in the world. And today I can sit down in any kind of an airplane, I don't care what it is, little one or big one, and I can fly it. Absolutely have no problem. I know I can do it because I think in my heart I can fly that airplane. I know I can do it because I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I can do that. And then let's go down to verse 17 here, and I want you to see what he said here in verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sickness. If Jesus took your infirmities, your sins, if he took those away, do you have them anymore? No, they're gone. And if he bore your sickness, then why do you have them? You ever stop to think about it like that? If Jesus took my infirmities, I don't believe I have to sin anymore. I believe every time I sin, it's a choice. You understand where I'm coming from? I am supposed to be, as a Christian, I am supposed to be dead to sin. Is that right? If I'm supposed to be dead to sin, then how much sin should come out of this body? That's right, none. That should be my goal every day. Our goal should be to walk in total, complete obedience to God's Word. And no sin. None. No sin. Now then, if I can walk in no sin, then with no sin, since I know He bore my infirmities, then I can claim this right here. And as when I do this, they said, and He bare my sickness. If Jesus bare my sickness, then why do I have to have it? I don't have to have it. So I just let Him have it. Ain't no use to me and Him both having it. You see where I'm coming from? Now see, we did, because of a lack of knowledge of the Word. I mean, I think this scripture right here, I'm going to quit for a break in just a minute, but I went to a house of a lady that had been in a wheelchair for 7 years, and I began to teach her these. She was so depressed. Oh, now what, she's so depressed. Oh, I can't get up. I can't do nothing. My husband has to do everything for me, and she's so depressed. I said, ma'am, your problem is a lack of knowledge of the Word. She said, what do you mean? I said, you don't know who you are. You don't know what Jesus has done for you. I said, you just don't know. I said, you're sinning every way in the world because you don't know what the Word says. You're just sitting having a pity party, and you're sinning more and more, keeping yourself deeper and deeper in this wheelchair. I said, what you need to do is repent. I said, you need to realize, and I took her to places like this. When I took her to many, many places in the next 2 or 3 hours. But when I finally got to this one, verse 17, He Himself took our infirmities. I said, who is Himself? Well, she looked at that and meditated on it a minute, and she said, well, that would have to be talking about Jesus. I said, yes, ma'am. That's the way I interpret it. Is that the way you interpret that? Himself? So I said, that's Jesus. If He took our infirmities, I said, then you don't have any no more. He took them away. All you got to do is let Him have them and stop pulling them to yourself. I said, then He bare our sickness. So I said, put your name there. He bore my sickness. Elaine, or whatever her name was. Jesus bore Elaine's sickness. I said, meditate on that a few minutes. Repeat that over and over. So all of a sudden it hit her. She said, she raised her little hand. She said, Lord, You bore my sickness.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Declare Your Faith and Redemption from the Curse, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.